Onward now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Tomorrow on the program, remembering the Northridge earthquake almost 30 years ago to the day. Can you believe it? 30 years ago to the day with dance. But right now, pictures of Los Angeles across those last three decades by LA native Catherine Opie. As a professional photographer, she's captured many elements of American life and culture in her pictures. A new exhibition at Regan Projects in Hollywood turns the focus of Opie's work onto L.A., where she lives and works. It's titled Harmony is Fraught. The exhibition contains more than 60 photographs, and it looks into the personal and public lives of those right here in the Southland. And Opie joins us now with more about this exhibition, her 11th, by the way, 11th show over at Regan Projects. Catherine, welcome to you.
Thank you so much for having me on my favorite radio station of Los Angeles.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And what a talented eye you have. What kind of photos are shown in this exhibition? Is just everyday life in LA?
Somewhat so, but it's more about the personal and the political in relationship to what I've done with other various bodies of work of LA. And so one of the things that I've done over the years is my work is very concise within ideas or bodies of work. So what you have within this exhibition is 60 photographs that reflect on the city as a body, as a site of architecture, of events, of things happening in relationship to the queer body and my own queer identity, which, you know, I feel like when I first started making work here in Los Angeles, I was part of ACT UP and Queer Nation and doing really important work in relationship to that activism. And I felt like that activism needed to be revisited within this city again.
You have taken, by the way, intimate portraits of the LGBTQ community, right? The queer community. And you've taken, but not only that, it's not, you know, you're not a one trick photographer, right? I mean, you've done shots of solitude through ice houses in Minnesota. You've gone to football fields and shot players in Texas. I mean, you even took pictures of Elizabeth Taylor's home, which I find fascinating, after she passed away, right?
Well, during the time she was living and then 3 months into the body of work, she passed away and I continued to photograph for another couple of months as they began to dismantle the house.
What was that like? How did you get that job and what was that like?
Well, it was me trying to figure out how to make a portrait of Elizabeth Taylor. And how I got it was we shared the same accountant, Derek Lee in Los Angeles of Reback and Lee. And so he kept saying to me, do you want to do anything with Elizabeth? You know, she's my client. And I kept kind of insisting that I wasn't a celebrity photographer. And then I was really thinking, I had photographed inauguration, Barack Obama's inauguration. And I was thinking about how to make a portrait, a different kind of portrait. And so I asked if I could make a portrait of her through photographing her home.
Well, and it's such an LA story. Like you shared, what was it, accountants?
Yeah, we shared the same business manager.
I mean, seriously, is that not how you network in LA? Like, you know, oh, my dentist hygienist is, you know, so-and-so. And so, you know, I got this job working this gig at the blank and blank, right? I mean, that's an LA story.
Well, I know. It's like Marilyn Monroe being discovered in the, you know, soda fountain. It is an LA story that all of our bodies interconnect, and that's kind of what Harmony is Fraught is about, is this connection of bodies and identity and relationship to the city that we all live in as it changes in these different ways, just as our bodies age and change.
You've also photographed the highway system, right? The freeway system of LA. I mean, that is quintessential LA.
It is. I like to take what is iconic. We think of surfers as surfing, but my surfers wait on their surfboards in between the sets. And so I often like to take what is iconic. Freeways are normally filled with traffic. Mine are all empty and not removed digitally. So they're removed by waiting, just as I wait while the surfers wait for the wave. And I like those kind of metaphors of what it means to bear witness in one's life and city.
You're bearing witness through patience, right? You're looking at other people's patience, right? But you're also having to experience it on your own.
Yeah, definitely. And the patience of time unraveling is so interesting. You know, when you think about looking at the image of Langer's, Deli over in MacArthur Park, you all of a sudden recognize the figure with the bag over his shoulder standing at a payphone. And then you realize that it's the same street scene you could see now, but it's from 1988, 89. And so it is that thing that in the same way that people now say, oh, Kathy, like I look at the freeways, like your photographs, or I think I saw one of your mini malls the other day. It is about the fact that this is a landscape that we traverse and that we have a history with.
60 photographs in this exhibition, by the way, at Regan. What do you want to come out of this? Like, how do you want folks to see this body of work?
That's a really interesting question, because I never really know what people will see within any of my bodies of work, because art is so interpreted from different personal vantage points and experiences. But I suppose that they understand a thesis of a place and a love of a place, and that that within it, there's this continuity with me living here and looking at the city and thinking about it and continuing to make work that is important in the way that we think about this very complicated, complex city that we live in.
It is complicated, right? This is a complicated place. Like, there are a lot of, I don't want to say opposing forces, but a lot of things going on at the same time. And it's busy and it's chaotic, but it's beautiful and, you know, lovely in many ways. And the people, of course, make the big difference. And your shots of them or not of them, as it were, and some of your photographs are just really, really nice. Catherine Opie's exhibition, Harmony is Fraught, runs from this Thursday all the way through March 3rd at Regan Projects in Hollywood. Catherine Opie, thanks for coming on. Congratulations on this new exhibit.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's all the time we have for today. Next on KCRW, it's Today Explained. More on the Yemeni rebel group that's been taking control of cargo ships in retaliation for Israel's war in Gaza against Hamas. That's coming up on Today Explained. Next, tomorrow on the program, as I mentioned, we're going to talk more about the 30th anniversary of the Northridge earthquake and how, well, one university is trying to cover it and look back at it through dance. That's tomorrow on GLA. Join us online anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. Share a story idea, grab the podcast so you can get the show on the go. kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Phil Richards, Ray Guarna, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Christine Comito, Mike Vogel, and Christian Bordahl all helped run the episode this evening. I'm Steve J. Dacus. Thanks for the time. Thanks for that ear. Have a great night.